Srila Prabhupada is saying about the angry mood of the Lord and his devotees. So, when we think of the angry mood of the Lord, we are reminded of the pastimes of Narasimha Dev, obviously. So, the Lord is there. So, Narasimha Dev exhibited this pastime, you know, in an angry mood, just for his devotees, as explained by Srila Prabhupada, right? So, why do the Lord become angry? The Lord need not have to become angry. He is very peaceful. But the Lord has taken anger on him just to please the devotees. See, this, you know, he has gone to the extreme level, actually. If you think, you know, in one sense, he has gone to the extreme level of taking anger. See, anger, no one wants anger. We are saying, you know, lust, anger, greed are the doors of the hellish planet. And the Lord has himself taken the anger. So here Srila Prabhupada has kindly and nicely written that anger, the Lord's anger is blessed because it's an object of worship. Even Lord, that is why we are worshipping Narasimha Dev, you know. And in 2 months' time we'll see that Narasimha Chaturdasi is coming and we'll all be worshipping the Lord, you know, in his angry mood. So we just little bit discuss, you know, very quickly the pastimes of Narasimha Dev. See, when Narasimha Dev actually, he came to kill Hiranyakashipu. So there is Krishna, he is described as the supreme personality of Godhead, right? But Hiranyakashipu, he wants to become as the supreme personality of demon. See, what a contrast, you know. One is a god, another one is a demon, right? So he was basically terrorizing the entire world. He had huge powers, you know, which he gained from austerity. Anyway, he was terrorizing Prahlad Maharaj, and then finally Lord Narasimha Bhagavan came. Right? After Narasimha Dev killed Hiranyakashipu, you know, he was exhibiting very, you know, too much anger, you know, which cannot be described. You know, Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, you know, he could not even go. He was scared. Lord Shiva was also scared, equally scared. And then finally they decided the Lord had come for Prahlad Maharaj, right? Then Prahlad Maharaj can go and pacify him. We cannot handle the Lord, you know. So Prahlad Maharaj said, fine, I'll accept it, you know. Yeah, I'll go and pacify the Lord. So the Prahlad Maharaj is offering a lot of prayers, right? In the form of prayers, he was saying, Narasimha Bhagavan, see, I am not scared of your fiery form of the Lord. I'm not scared of it. I am not scared of your red eyes. When you see Narasimha Dev in the Mayapur, you can see, you know, this is a truly, you know, the form he had come to kill Hiranyakashipu, you know, his eyes are red, like iron, you can say. Here it is said Arjuna's eyes are like copper. So it's reddish eyes, right? His Prahlad Maharaj is saying, I am not scared of your eyes, you know, and I am not scared of your tumultuous roaring. Because Narasimha Bhagavan always roars, you know, like a lion. Because that's the stage, that's the form he has taken. So I'm not scared of your roaring. Now I am also not scared of your pinching teeth, you know. Because animals need, you know, the teeth to tear the flesh, you know, or the skin of the animal. for the other animal. But Narasimha Dev, he did not use any weapon, you know. So in his claws and his teeth, you know, he teared open the Hiranyakashipu's abdomen, basically, and put a garland like this, Hiranyakashipu's abdomen, you know, like a garland, and blood are dripping from his chest, and blood is also dripping from his mouth. So Prahlad Maharaj was just 5-year-old boy. What can you expect from him? He was not scared, you know, but the other great personality, they were scared. So he went and he said, I'm not scared and all that. And finally, you know, Lord Narasimha Dev, he cooled down, you know, he calmed down and he said, okay, Prahlad, what are you scared? You're not scared of anything. So there should be some component you should be scared. What are you scared? For that, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, I am scared of your illusory form, the Maya. See, time and again we see all great devotees of the Lord, they are scared of Maya. The Lord's illusory energy, the Lord's deluding energy, the Lord's cheating energy, the Lord's external energy. Right? This is very dangerous for the devotee, very, very dangerous. A devotee would not want to associate with the material nature even for a second. Because very, very dangerous. Very dangerous, okay? So, here we see the proof that Prahlad Maharaj is saying, okay, I am scared of the illusory form of your energy, you know? So anyway, so for us, it's we have to note down this point, right? And then, who else exhibited anger, you know? You can say Durvasa Muni, he is meant for getting angry anyway. So Durvasa Muni also exhibited anger, but he used his anger towards a devotee. Let us see what happens, right? Now, Ambarish Maharaj, as you know the story, right? Ambarish Maharaj did the fasting for on Ekadeshi day and he was waiting for the Dwadeshi to break his fast. So at that time, Durvasa Muni appeared, you know. He wanted to test, basically. So he came and Ambarish Maharaj, you know, did not know what to do because Aditi, you know, so Durvasa Muni is Aditi, he has to treat him, you know. So he consulted all the elevated brahminas. He said, what should I do? They said, okay, you can take water. Water is like a fast, it's not like a fast. So you can take a sip of water. So he took a sip of water. The Durvasa Muni knew this through his mystic powers. He has not, you know, he has not properly received me. He has taken water, he has taken something before even serving me. So he got angry. So what he did? He plucked his hair and he created a fiery demon to kill Ambarish Maharaj. Now, who is Ambarish Maharaj? Ambarish Maharaj is a first-class devotee of the Lord. See, why? Because Ambarish Maharaj, he used all the senses in the service of the Lord. See, Ambarish Maharaj used eyes for seeing the Lord. Right? His ears he used for listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. He used his nose to smell the flowers offered to the Lord. He used his tongue and the mouth, tongue to take prasadam and the mouth to only glorify the Lord and his devotees. He used his hand to worship the form of the Lord and to clean the Lord's temple. He used his lotus feet to go to the Lord's abode, you know, walk and go. So the whole body he was using in the service of the Lord, Ambarish Maharaj. Okay? And Durvasa Muni wants to punish him. So what happened? The moment the fiery demon came, Sudarshan Chakra came to the rescue of Ambarish Maharaj. It appeared. And Ambarish, Durvasa Muni got scared, really. He went up to Brahma Loka. Please save me. Brahma said, no, I am not in control of Sudarshan Chakra. Then he went to Shiva's abode. Shiva's abode, Shiva also said, no, I can't do anything. You go to Narayana. Durvasa Muni stepped to Vaikuntha also. Imagine, right? A mystic yogi, he stepped up to Vaikuntha and then he asked Lord Narayana, your Sudarshan is following me, can you, you know, in a proud manner? Lord said, no, I can't do anything. Sudarshan means, if you offended a devotee, he will follow you. I can't do anything. Just go and apologize to my dear devotee, then he will be okay. You know? So, Durvasa Muni did not have any option other than to surrender to his Lord's devotee. So he went and apologized, for which Ambarish Maharaj said, okay, it's okay, please pardon me, because it is through me that I have caused a lot of inconvenience to you, right? Anyway, they apologized, and Sudarshan Chakra went. Now, there may be a question, right, in our minds. Let's say, we know that a devotee of the Lord, right, after practicing Bhakti Yoga, will reach a Vaikuntha planet, right? Now, Durvasa Muni is a mystic yogi. He's also all the time he was exhibiting anger, right? Now, how could he go to Vaikuntha? Abo, right? A question may be asked, you know. So, acharyas are saying that, yes, someone, you know, by the dint of the yogistic yogi, they can go and reach the Lord's abode, but they cannot stay. They cannot stay. It's like Melbourne, you know, many people, you know, they come here to Melbourne, right? One day sightseeing, you know, on the way, that's it. But they'll say, oh, this is so nice, we'd like to stay here, very nice people. No, they cannot stay. So, Durvasa Muni cannot stay there. Lord, no permission, he can come because, you know, what can he do, you know? He's so powerful, he can come, request, and then he has to get out. Like how we have to get out of the material world, they have to get out of the spiritual abode. They don't have an access. Only devotees have got an access to the Lord's abode. That's what Lord is saying, right? Then, who else is an example of anger? Who exhibited anger? Very famous devotee, is it? In the service of the Lord. Ramachandra, yes, Hanuman. Hanuman exhibited anger in the service of the Lord. See, Hanuman's desire is non-different from the Lord's desire. What is Lord's desire? Lord's desire is to protect Mother Sita, kill Ravana, because he was following religious principles, and to establish religious principles, you know. Vibhishana, he wants to make him a sakya. So the same desire Hanuman had. So a devotee of the Lord, they have the same desire like the Lord. In fact, you know, they're not different from the Lord's desire. That's what a devotee will exhibit. Hanuman was doing that. Right? Now, through Ramayana also, we have got an important lesson to learn. Very important lesson, right? Now, Lord Ramachandra is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Ram, okay? And Mother Sita is Lord's energy. Okay? And Hanuman is a devotee, right? So it is revolving around this tree. Okay? Now the Lord is there, we are devotees, and the material energy is there. So Sita is like a Lord's energy. In one way we can also use it as a material energy for explanation, right? Now Hanuman, what he did, a devotee of the Lord, he used Mother Sita in uniting with the Lord. In other words, he served Mother Sita, right? In uniting with the Lord. So it's a service, right? What Ravana did? Ravana is a non-devotee, you know. He wants to enjoy Sita. So he wants to enjoy the nature of the Lord, or the energy of the Lord, material energy. So what do devotees do? Devotees wants to use the material energy in serving the Lord. But non-devotees, they enjoy the material nature, exploit the material nature, for which they get suffering or punishment from the Lord, just like Ravana. Right? So this is a lesson we have to learn from Ravana. Okay, so time and again we see how the material nature is punishing, right? And how one has to be, you know, very careful with the material nature. It's very, very, see, when Prahlad Maharaj is saying, can we oppose him? The dear devotee of the Lord. So one has to be very careful with the material energy. Now let us see what the pure devotee of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON, right? What is he advising us about the material energy, okay, in various ways. Now I just took a couple of clippings or talks, Prabhupada discussion with the devotees. Now the first discussion is Prabhupada is having a conversation with devotees at a new Vrindavan in June 1976. New Vrindavan is in West Virginia, America. Right? Now, Prabhupada is saying, we find everything in the world which has a relationship with Krishna. Prabhupada is speaking to his group of devotees. When we see this beautiful rose, Prabhupada is looking at a rose in a garden, he's pointing at the rose and he's saying, when we see this beautiful rose, we find the intelligence of Krishna. By Krishna's intelligence it has come so nicely. It has got a color, nice color, fragrance and beautiful appearance. People say it is made by nature. No. Prabhupada is saying no. Krishna says, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suyatecha Characharam. He says, Bhagavad Gita is quoting 9.10. 9th chapter, 10th verse, he's saying. So, under Krishna's direction, nature has made it so beautiful. Krishna says, I am giving direction to the nature and she is manufacturing. That is a fact. Very clear, Prabhupada, right? See, Krishna's, Krishna, So he's saying, Krishna says, I am giving direction to the nature and she is manufacturing. That's a fact. Therefore, we find Krishna's hand is there in this flower also. So Krishna has made this. This is Krishna's property. And hence it should be offered to Krishna. That is bhakti. How we converted the material nature, you know, into that. So anything, the lesson we learn is, anything material nature, right? See, flower, right? It's a material nature. So any material nature, if it is used in the Lord's service, that is, what is that? That is bhakti. So what is this temple made up of? The temple is Vaikuntha planet, right? No one can say no. Because the Lord energy is flowing here, spiritual energy. If you just go outside the dank strait, material energy will cover you up. Mode of passion and ignorance, not even goodness, okay? Just you go and stand in the dank strait. Just 50 feet away, that's it, that's enough. You will be covered by, like a tsunami, just covered by the mode of passion and ignorance. No goodness is there, okay? No goodness is there in Kali Yuga. But here, you cannot think, you know, mode of passion, mode of goodness also cannot enter here, because transcendental mode, right? The spiritual energy is flowing here, because of the Lord. So, it cannot bother you. So, what I was trying to say is, this temple is also made up of bricks. This is also made up of wood. Right? The door has got wood and the electricity is there. Then how can, one can say, then how? Why do you say this is spiritual? It is made up of all material things. Right? Everything is material. Nothing is spiritual here, right? Is anything spiritual do you see here? Material. Material body. Everything is material. Then why do we say it's spiritual, you know? Prabhupada's verdict, right? We are using that in the service of the Supreme Lord. Hence it becomes powerful. Like I always give the example. Prabhupada also gives that, you know. Of course, I copy from Prabhupada only. But iron rod example, you know. Iron rod, when you keep it into the fire, after some time, it will acquire the same qualities like fire. Iron rod. Iron rod can never become fire, right? Can it become fire? Never. But after some time, if you take iron rod and put it into fire, after some time, the iron rod acquire the same qualities like fire. No difference. There is no difference between fire and iron rod at one stage when you pick it up. Likewise, if we, you know, with this material body, if you do service to the Supreme Lord, who is completely spiritual, there is no material tint in Lord, you know. There is absolutely no material tint at all. Lord's body, Lord's soul, Lord's paraphernalia, everything, Lord's form, Lord's name, Lord's service, Lord's temple, Lord's paraphernalia, everything, Lord's garland, Lord's chair, Lord's mic. This is transcendental. This is transcendental. Used in Krishna. It becomes transcendental. Because like iron rod example. That's a simple example Prabhupada used to demonstrate. But a very effective example, isn't it? Iron rod. Iron rod becomes just like fire. Why? The only thing is contact with the Lord. Contact with the Lord. So if you are in contact with the spiritual energy, you come under the transcendental mode. If you go away from the Lord, you come under the three modes of material nature or material energy. That is why Krishna said, Traigunya Vishaya Veda, Nishtraiguna Bhavarjuna. The Vedas, everything here you see is connected to the three modes of material nature, somehow or other. Whatever is its three modes of material nature, there is nothing beyond that. Especially Kali Yuga, two modes of material nature. Passion and ignorance. Only two. Because goodness is not existing. Where are those Brahmins? All gone. No Brahmins, no goodness. So passion and ignorance only. Right? That's existing now. So, it is gone, degraded. So that is a lesson we learned from Srila Prabhupada. Then in a morning walk at Hawaii in February 1975 with Guru Kripa Prabhu. Right? Now Prabhupada is, as he was walking, he was saying this verse, you know, Prakriti Priyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvasa. This is Bhagavad Gita 3.27. In that log, Srila Prabhupada is saying, yes, the Prakriti is working under the direction of Krishna. That means nature's law means Krishna's law or Krishna's plan. So Prabhupada is saying, what is Krishna's plan? What do Krishna wants, right? So Guru Kripa Prabhu's murmuring. No? He said, Krishna wants every living entity to go back home, back to Godhead. You know, just innocently he said. Prabhupada said, yes, that is the plan. And see how nicely Srila Prabhupada is saying. Only Srila Prabhupada can speak like this, right? I tell you. This is just one statement. But look at the authority, you know. He says, if this plan is not executed, what is the plan? Going back to Godhead, then there is suffering. So, the human form of life is given to, for all the living entities, for understanding this plan. So, this material nature is given for all the conditioned and rebellious souls to surrender to the Lord and go back. This is the whole purpose. This material world is not for enjoyment. Confirmed. Srila Prabhupada is also. So, this material world is like a prison house. It's a prison house. So, it is given for all the conditioned souls who are rebellious against Krishna as an opportunity, you know, last resort. Nothing is working, you know. Okay, try this. Okay, you try everything, nothing is working. So what do? You surrender to the Lord, and then that will take you back to Godhead and you finish off your life. That's it. So that is what Prabhupada is saying. So the human form is given to the living entity for understanding this plan, and if they don't understand, they are punished. So if you are not in line with the Lord's plan, we are finished. So, how much can we appreciate Srila Prabhupada? Right? Lord's plan, Lord's desire, Prabhupada has brought it into the material world. This is what exactly the Lord wants. The material, say, when I was a small kid, youth, everything, I never thought, you know, I thought material world means enjoyment, right? Everyone is enjoying, we will also enjoy. What's wrong actually, you know? Going to a movie, you know, everyone is saying movie. See, that should be uncommon, right? See, everyone is saying, you go with the flow. They say, go with the flow, right? Isn't it? Who else is talking about Krishna? I said, Krishna, they're talking something strange here. But this is an institution which is talking about the soul. You go anywhere, you know. You go to all the universities, you know. Melbourne University, Swinburne University. What do they talk? Everything about the body and the enjoying capacity. But who is talking about the soul? Big professors, Prabhupada says, you know, they don't know, you know, and the body is finished, everything is finished. What kind of understanding is that? Then Krishna is talking about transmigration, right? This is the body. If I am dead, the soul is active. It goes and takes up based on whatever I am thinking. The inner subtle body is going to take one more body. Then that body will be finished and the soul will be taking. The soul you can never stop because it's active. It's always existing. It will exist. It will also exist in the future. It was existing when Krishna is existing, like us. We and Krishna were always existing. We'll never die, but the body dies. So the soul is active. So it goes and catches another body, which is given by the material nature, based on what you are thinking at the time of death. And that will be done based on every action you do in this birth. Srila Prabhupada says, every action is producing your next body. What a dangerous comment is that, right? Every action is producing a next body, gross body. Right? So very, very serious statement. You know? So we have to be careful. So we cannot stop this soul transmigrating. Prabhupada says, we cannot stop that. That is why what we should do, we should, soul, as the soul, we go back. Once you go back to Krishna, yes, we'll be there. In other ways, a body, it wants body after body after body. Why? For what? Why body after body? 8,400,000 species, right? For what? He's doing service to the Lord, not for enjoyment. Cat's body, dog's body, lion's body, bird's body, plant body, tree body, insect body, microbial body. Body after body for enjoyment. So if you stop, the material enjoyment, liberation. So material enjoyment means repeated birth and death. Sense control. So, sense enjoyment means repeated birth and death. Sense control means liberation. This is a thumb rule. Okay? Sense gratification means repeated birth and death. Sense control means liberation. Okay, we move on to the next one. Again, in the room conversation with the devotees in 1977, Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada is saying, the law of nature is going on and everything is happening. Srila Prabhupada is quoting this verse from Bhagavad Gita 18.61. Yantra Rodani Mayaya. Prabhupada is touching his body, saying, this body is a machine body. Right? Is offered by the material energy under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this body. Okay? So actually, they do not know the laws of nature, laws of God, ignorant. So, we are trying to deliver people from the gross ignorance. They do not know the laws. Naturally, they think they are brainwashed. Right? If someone, we don't know that there, you know, the chemicals contain, you know, poison, they'll think, oh, why are you brainwashing me? But it's a fact, isn't it? Chemical means it'll have some side effects, right? So all the chemicals we are taking in the form of vegetables and food, that is poisonous, right? But if someone, if a chemist should say, yes, it is poisonous, don't take that, right? Otherwise, you know, we'll think, why are you telling me? You're asking me not to eat vegetables? No, that's not the purpose. Poisonous nature. So, in the same way, the poisonous nature is the material energy. Prabhupada is very stern with that, right? Because material nature is meant for suffering. Of course, there is, you know, glimpses of happiness. But in the pretext of the glimpses of happiness, most of the time they suffer. And Prabhupada says, people, they don't know that while enjoying their suffering, they cannot give up our bad habits like smoking or drinking, you know. Even though they're suffering, what is smoking causes? It causes cancer. He cannot even breathe, but he wants cigarette. Is he suffering or enjoying? When you ask him, he's saying, don't stop my enjoyment. No, I want to understand, you know, maybe I'm thinking in the wrong way. So, okay, someone is struggling to breathe, okay. If he stop breathing, he will die, okay. But he wants a cigarette. Okay? Drinking, it affects liver. Liver is a main component which takes all the nutrition and excretes, you know, through the kidney, you know. So we take nice prasadam and we got two outlets. Through one outlet we pass, you know, urine and stool. So this is human body. Yeah? What kind of body have we got? Right? This is the nature, you know. So we'll discuss about it. So naturally they think they are brainwashed, okay? So obviously, you know, this body is a machine, isn't it? Look at the body machine, right? See, the mouth is like a grinder, okay? If you want to make any paste, okay, what do you do? The mixer. Many times I've asked the persons, you know, our devotees, please make some ginger paste for me. Okay, Prabhu, grinder. So what is a mouth? The mouth is a grinder. They say, I've got a nice set of teeth, everything. When you smile, it's beautiful. Yeah, smile is beautiful, but what for you smiling? Okay, this teeth is given for grinding stone. Okay, we used to do before, right? Chutney. So this teeth is a grinder, and then it goes through the tube. Everything is a machine, I tell you. Krishna says, means he is a creator. Okay, when he says, it is 100% right, 500% right, 100% right. Okay, Krishna says, Yantra Rudani Mayaya. Okay, that's a tube that's going, taking all the crushed food, and the Lord is giving secretion. Saliva is there. If saliva is not there, no digestion. You can go and give $1 million, you will not get saliva. So naturally, the Lord has created. Look at the, you know, the creation of the Lord. So saliva is produced when there is a food, okay? It mixes, there is a lot of enzymes, that is why, you know, the body is only chemical only, basically. So that is why it is, the scientists are thinking it's chemical. But the Lord has sidetracked them, you know. He went like that, showed them and come back. But you know, devotees of Krishna are very rare, you know. They will not know that Lord. You cannot become a devotee of the Lord unless, you know, a devotee shows you the path. Very, very difficult to become a devotee of Sri Krishna. You can become any devotee, but a devotee of Krishna. Okay, so it's a tube is going into the stomach. What is happening in the stomach? More digestion, more processing, like boiling the vegetable, you know. The fire of digestion is there, Krishna says. So a lot of acid, dilute HCl is there. It is making our food, you know, whatever we eat, prasadam, dilute HCl is making all that. And then it is going to the liver. The liver extracts all the important things, you know, and pass it on to the blood. The blood is going, 5.5 liters of blood is going through the body any given time. And the heart is pumping. Pump, you know, water pump. We used to have bore well, you know, water pump. Pump, it's a pump. It's pumping blood, which is eaten through the food, 5.5 liter. If the blood does not go to this body, this will become numb for me. If the blood does not go to this side, eyes, I cannot see. Blood is the main thing. Material blood, actually. but it is going and cycling through the heart, okay? And then, obviously, you know, kidney is there to extract, you know. So through the kidney it's come, through the tube it's coming, and its urinary tract is there, it comes out. And then all the liquid is coming out through urine, and stool is, you know, all the heavy other things is coming to the stool. This is a cycle of our body. What is great thing about it? If you eat, we'll live. If you don't eat, we'll die. What is there to be? What is the very enjoyment? What is there? So this body, right, is a machine body. You use in Krishna service, it becomes spiritual. That is the perfection of life. Right? What else is there? What can you expect from this? And if people think, yes, enjoyment, then how long can you enjoy? 20 years, 30 years, 40 years? Old body will come. Don't you worry, you know. Then people, when you're young, you know, they think they're not there, this body enjoying. But old age means the body will not react to you. Okay? See, the old age means I want the hand to move. It will not move. It will disobey you. I want the leg to move. No, I will not move. What do you do? So is this your body? Are you under the control? I want to see properly. Eyes will say, I will not see. You put the biggest glass also, you cannot see. Is this, we are to be happy about this body? Okay. So, this is what is going out. So, our formula is, what we do, Krishna conscious, Krishna in, Krishna out. Anything is Krishna conscious, we'll take inside. Krishna prasadam. We take lots of, you know, reading material for the mind. Krishna in, Krishna out. Chanting and distributing Krishna name. That's our process, right? So the whole thing will be Krishna conscious. Krishna in, Krishna out. And in the couple of, I was just reading one or two verses before that, and in that it says that, the Brahmashrama, Brahmashra that is fired by Ashwatthama. Ashwatthama thought that he can destroy the whole world with Brahmashrama. Prabhupada says no. Okay? So Prabhupada was saying how in this material world, you know, Krishna created it. So Krishna only can destroy it. No one can make or create. Okay? The Lord has created, the Lord knows to destroy, you know, like that. So in regard to that, I saw some funny statement posted in the Facebook, you know. I don't know, somehow I happened to see that, you know, about the world destroying, you know. They said, one of the guys has posted, I think Arun may be knowing. He said, the world is not going to finish in 2012 because my cotton juice expires in 2013. Okay? So because his cotton juice is expiring in 2013, he says the world will not expire in 2013 also. So the other day I was speaking to my sister, you know, in India, and she was saying, sometime back, you know, she was saying, oh, I heard some rumors in India that the world will be destroyed by end of 2012. Is it true, you know? I said, who said that? No, everyone is talking in India. So 2012, what will happen if the world destroyed? I said, don't you worry. 5,000 years have passed in Kali Yuga. You have got 427,000 years. He said, 427 or 427,000? I said, 427,000 years. So scripture is saying, you know. So what is a big deal about it, you know? He said, no, what people are doing is, they are taking lot of loans from the government and they're thinking, anyway we are going to die, let us take lot of loans and enjoy. But they don't know the next birth. Next birth, you have to come and suffer, give the loan to the particular person. For that you have to come back. They don't have understanding. What does Prabhupada say here? See here? Prabhupada says gross ignorance. Prabhupada is saying, not saying ignorance, gross. What words Srila Prabhupada is using, you know, for this dull mind to go into gross ignorance. Completely no whatsoever, no idea about soul, spiritual. Right? The soul is a battery, you know. See, if you take a battery, I cannot speak. The soul is a battery for the body. The body is like a machine, right? How can the machine work? If there is, say, the soul, my soul leaves, you know, the soul leaves from the body, I'm dead. I'll be thrown out. No one wants to keep my body here. I'm speaking because of the soul, which is a component of the Lord. Mamai Vamsa, Jiva Loka, Jiva Bhuta, Sanatana. Lord's component, so it is working, I'm working, I'm talking. If the Lord's component is withdrawn, I'm gone. Who wants this body, right? Why do they care about the body? It will stink. 12 hours, 14 hours, it will stink, our own body. Just because of the soul, it is all nice. You know? The soul leaves, finished. That is again Lord's, so the soul is Lord's component. The material body is material nature. What are you then? What are you? Why have to be? Why have to be proud? You know? What is the reason for proud? Isn't it? The body is a combination of soul, right? Our body is a combination of soul and body, right? The soul belongs to Krishna. The body is given by the material nature. So what is? Why you have to be proud? What is the need for to be proud? What belongs to you in the first place to be proud, right? Okay, so that is about it. So I was surprised, you know, about the comment when I heard. Now, so we know so much of anxiety there, right? So Chanakya Pandit, okay? Prabhupada always quotes him, okay? So Prabhupada once quotes, Chanakya Pandit provides a formula for people in general to be happy. So if you want to be happy, if you follow Chanakya Pandit, you will be happy. See, everything we have got in the Vedic culture, everything is there. The only thing is, we have to see and be happy. There is no need we have to be upset all the time, you know. You can be in bliss, happy. There's no need to be happy. The Lord has given all the literatures, essential of Prabhupada, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, you know, all these great personalities that existed in India and elsewhere. So all you have to do is follow the instructions, right? There's no need to be happy. A devotee will never be a morose, you know, all the time happy because in contact with the Lord. Okay, let us say, now for those of the people who don't know Chanakya Pandit, he was a special counselor for King Chandragupta Maurya. Very good, full master. Chandragupta Maurya. Now, Chanakya Pandit quotes are very famous and very, very useful. Right? We can see now a couple of things. Very useful. So what happened? The East India Company, when they were trying to capture India, they told all the British officers, you just learn Chanakya Pandit, then only we can rule India. Look at that. How cunning they are. What they did was, they went and took all the resources of India and ruled India. Is it not cunning? So British officers, you know, one of the great British officers, you know, has told all the officers at the time, you just be well versed with Chanakya Pandit, then you can easily rule India. You know? So it is so easy. So when the Britishers can admire Chanakya Pandit, why not we, you know? Because he is from India anyway, right? And in this regard, before going further, let us see what Srila Prabhupada is saying, you know? Because everything we have to contact, or we have to get in touch with the devotees or senior devotees or Srila Prabhupada or Guru before we comment anything, right? Now let us see Srila Prabhupada in regard. Srila Prabhupada was asked by a lady devotee, who said, Prabhupada, Chanakya Pandit seems to be a great devotee of the Lord. Prabhupada, his divine grace replied, no, he's just a politician. Right? So we can, you know, get some information and seeing all that, but he's not a devotee, you know, he's just a politician. So let us see what he's saying, okay? So I'm giving, so tomorrow don't quote me on that. Oh, Chanakya Pandit said, you said in the Srimad Bhagavatam class, I'm going to follow that. You know, no. He's a politician. It's nice, you know, he may be in the mode of goodness, right? Probably, you know, because before, everyone was in the mode of goodness. Everyone's, you know, reasonably Brahmin and then they degraded all that. So probably we can listen, right? Now Chanakya Pandit says, if one wants to be happy, he has to do two things. First thing is, he should stay in the house. So, Matajis, that's why they're very happy. All the Matajis. Stay in the house. Chanakya Pandit is saying, that means, what I'm doing is, after listening to this life, I thought, okay, I have to work and in between I'm taking contract, all that, you know, job is also fluctuating and all that. They want everywhere you go, they want young people. How old are you? No, we don't want. We want young people. Are you, you know, within 25 or within 20? They say, you know, I am also thinking, what is this everywhere, you know? There's no respect for education and experience, right? So I am doing a course now. Now this course enables me to work from home. So probably I'll be completing the course in 2 months. So right now, for the time being, I'm staying at home. I said, okay, I don't want any of you, you know? So this course enables. So I was thinking, yes. So basically I'm trying to, you know, be happy. You know, staying at home. So Chanakya Pandit says, that's why especially all the brahmacharis also, they are very happy. Even our great Prabhu, he's also very happy, you know, because once you stay in the ashram, you know, that's like home only, you know, right? We'll be happy. So Chanakya Pandit is saying. And then he says, the second thing is, people should not have any debt. So the modern terminology I use is mortgage. We just make a small change, okay? So Chanakya Pandit says debt. So I'm saying mortgage. So nowadays, is it happening? No. People are traveling interstate for job. I know a person who is traveling from Melbourne to Geelong for his work. He's saying, what to do, Prabhu? I have to work. Yes, we have to work. I'm just not saying anything, but I'm just saying, right? Melbourne to Geelong, 30 kilometers. How many is it, Prabhu? 40 kilometers? 60 kilometers. 60 kilometers one way, going up and down, you know. And then people are traveling to interstate. Someone from Melbourne, they go to Sydney in the morning because the flight is only 1 hour. Go work, come back in the evening. So morning breakfast in Melbourne, afternoon lunch in Sydney, evening dinner in Melbourne. This is technology. Okay? See how, you know, look at that state of mind, you know, they'll be tensed up, you know. And how can they be happy? So Chanakya Pandit is saying. Right? And then mortgage, these people, these days, you know, everyone has got a mortgage, right? If you're not a mortgage, they say you're not a human being. Mortgage, everyone has got. And you are forced to have a mortgage, right? Because, you know, obviously, you know, we are living in this country, we have to have, you know. Someone, you know, I was asking someone, is it a necessity to have a house? Of course, I do also have a house, mortgage. I'm in the verge of completing almost, verge, not somewhere to go. So when I ask someone, you know, it's having a mortgage, do you have a house and all that? Yes, Prabhu, we should have a house. Even birds, insects, they have nests, you know. As human beings, we should also have us. Oh, this is very good philosophy. You're comparing to animal like that is very good. Bird have got nests. So human beings, we should also have houses. Which philosophy is that? So these days, you know, one has to buy units of houses and that is how, you know. But no matter whatever may be, one cannot be happy in the material world. Now, the other day, I was speaking to one of the devotees, you know, IT Walas here. A couple of IT Walas are there. I'm not naming them. He may be there, he may not be there. But anyway, so I was speaking to the IT Walas. I said, how was a job and all that, you know. And he was saying, job is all right, Prabhu, you know. The IT jobs, we have always got inbuilt happiness and distress. No, I said, this is like Bhagavad Gita. If your IT job is also like Bhagavad Gita, he said, yes, Prabhu, because what happens is, in IT job, sometimes we have job, sometimes we don't have job. When we have job, we are happy. When we don't have job, we are in distress. So it is an inbuilt happiness and distress. Then I thought, just like the material body, it has got an inbuilt birth, death, old age, disease. It is there, it will come. Don't you worry, it will come. Over age, it will come. Everything is inbuilt. That is why a child can grow, you know. It's all inbuilt there. Right? Like a seed. Like a seed, you know. If someone says, yes, the tree is in that seed, they cannot say, don't joke. The big banyan tree is in the seed. If you tell the banyan tree is in the seed, they will not believe. But how does it come? A small seed. How does it come? Over nature, over a period of time. Over time, right? Time is a main, you know, integral part of this world. Over time, everything will come out. Okay. No matter, everything will come. And our life also will finish over time. So everything is based on time. The job, the money, the life. Krishna consciousness. And I was also looking at some statistical reports about IT, you know. That made me some interest, you know. Oh, they're talking about IT. Let us find some statistical reports, right? I was just browsing through and find out what's about IT. Now, I found that to my astonishment, I found that the suicide rate in India is going high. That is very, you know, surprising. They said in big cities like Bangalore and Chennai, the suicide rates are going very high. This is because of their lives and wives. That's what the article says. I'm not saying. Because they have the high lifestyle, okay? With the lifestyle, they cannot be. And also there is a pressure from the wives also, you know. Because they also want to, you know, improve the status. Right? So it is said, people in IT, suicide rates are high due to their lives and wives. That was a statement, you know, I was thinking. You know? Good rhyming also. So, that is a thing, we can't help it, you know. So, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, our previous acharya, what is he talking? He's saying, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying, this material education is just an expansion of the forces of Maya. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, the great acharya, previous acharya, is a pioneer of Krishna consciousness. He saw Krishna consciousness. This will happen. He predicted Krishna consciousness. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, you know. Such an elevated Vaishnava, topmost, very dear to the Lord. is already the spiritual nature. But talking about Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Ki Jai, we get the power because it's situated in the spiritual energy, all the previous acharyas. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying, material education is just an expansion of the forces of Maya because one is placed in darkness more and more. The more one is interested in material pursuit, the less one is interested in Krishna. Bhakti Vinod Thakur. The more one is interested in spiritual material pursuit, the less one is interested in Krishna. That is material nature, that's how it's working. See, body and soul, as I said, right? If you give pleasure for the body, you will not understand the soul. We as devotees, we want to give pleasure to the soul, so we neglect the body. Our body is of secondary, you know, tools. Right? Only one thing you can enjoy, body or soul. You cannot enjoy the body and soul. If you enjoy the body sufferings, harassment, you know, repeated birth and death. But if you enjoy with the Lord, then you know that self-realization. You know that you will be, you know, you will have the, you know, the bliss of the soul. And then the body enjoyment becomes less. And you will be happy. So that is why we are going towards that side, you know, path of self-realization. Self-realization means more importance for the soul, less importance for the body. Gradually, and then at one stage, completely your soul. You don't need body. The body will be just like a dress, you know. Just like a dress. It's existing. It's existing, you know. That's okay. Take bath. It's okay. Give bath to the body. That's it. Just like a dress, you know. You wash your body. You wash your dress, right? This jumper, you know, or this thing. Dhoti we wash. Just like that. It's existing. It will not act, you know. Otherwise, senses. Srila Prabhupada is saying all the senses are venomous snakes for a non-devotee. The eyes wants to enjoy, see movies. The ear wants to hear about cinema songs, movie songs. Right? The nose wants to smell nice fragrance on the body. The tongue wants to eat all atrocious foods. It wants to enjoy. Right? The genital, it wants to enjoy. It is there, it is like that. So for a devotee, it's just like, you know, the teeth, you know, what happens if the teeth of the snake is pulled out? The snake becomes ineffective. You know? No one is worried about the snake. For the devotee, the senses are there, it will not act. Who cares? For the materialist people, senses are very important. Hence, the soul is almost, you know, dormant state. It's just existing, that's it. At the lowermost, 0% or 1% soul, 99% body. For devotees, gradually, because the soul is going up inverse proportion, the body will decrease down and down. And finally, you know, 100% soul, self-realization. That will happen because Krishna is giving the intelligence and all. So, Prabhupada is again, you know, so merciful, okay? And also with this global economy, right? So much of global economy is happening right now. Very, very shaky, unstable, right? So I saw some joke, you know, it was put, I don't know where I saw. They say, the global economy is so unstable. They say, if there is hurricane in US, people are sneezing in Singapore. This is a global state, you know. So much, you know, it's affecting. A twin building in America fell down, whole global economy collapsed, the whole world. That's what that has to do with the building. Two buildings collapsed in US in 2001. And after that, anything they say, oh, economy unstability. Economic instability. How that can happen? So this is what is happening, you know. Material world means very, very delicate and changing. Right. Okay. Now, just a couple of things. Now, once Prabhupada, two new devotees approached Srila Prabhupada, you know. They were very new in the movement. Okay. And that was also beginning of the Hare Krishna movement, you know. Srila Prabhupada's movement, right. Now, these people, actually these devotees, they heard that Srila Prabhupada's initiative. Okay? So they went and approached Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, we heard that you're initiating. So will you give initiating? Will you initiate us? You know? At that time initiation was okay because Prabhupada, there was no temple president authority and giving tick tick, nothing was there. Okay? Just go. Prabhupada, initiation from Srila Prabhupada. Okay? So these devotees approached, new bhaktas there. Just 2 weeks old, okay? Now Prabhupada asked them, you want initiation? I'll ask you 2 questions, Prabhupada said. Now, who is Krishna? He said, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada said, very good. Then, who are you? He said, we are the eternal servants of Krishna. Prabhupada said, yes, I'll initiate you. things we have to understand for initiation. Right? Then you get initiated. What are the two things? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then we are the eternal servants of God. If you know, you can come into Srila Prabhupada's movement. See? Srila Prabhupada is strict. As long as you don't have this understanding, forget it. It's very difficult for you to come into Srila Prabhupada's movement. That's Srila Prabhupada's statement. Then, another time, a devotee was telling Srila Prabhupada, you know, Prabhupada, I want to be born again in this material world and serve you, Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada looked at him. He said, no. First you develop an interest, you know, to get out of the material world. Don't worry about me. So, this is Srila Prabhupada said. So, Srila Prabhupada says, unless you have a firm determination to get out of the material world, it's not possible. And Srila Prabhupada, many places he says, you should be done with the material lust. You should be fed up with the material world. As long as you have a hold on the material nature, it is not, liberation is not easy. You know, because I'm always, you know, leaning towards the material nature, which is troublesome. So Srila Prabhupada is saying, one should have a desire to get out of the material world and go back home, back to Godhead. So the important thing is that one can perform devotion service regardless of any location or conditions. Okay. Finally, very quickly, within 5 minutes, I'll close my through a story or a personal realization. Okay. Normally I do that. So that something sticks onto the mind, you know. This is a real story which has happened. It's very interesting too, okay? Just 5 minutes of your time. Story which has happened in the late 1990s, okay? Because I was involved, that's why I said it's a personal realization. This is almost in 1996-97, almost 15 years back, okay? Now, at the time, you know, I was just, you know, an upcoming, not even, now I'm a devotee, I was even less than a neophyte devotee, okay? So, I'm sorry, now I'm a neophyte. Before, I was even less than a neophyte, okay? I've just come into the moment at that time, struggling and all that. Now, at the time, I was accompanied by a senior devotee, and we used to go to donations, okay? Now, we also do this kind of donations, right? We go and collect donations, right? During the festival times, okay? Now, those days also we do that. So, we went to this person's house, okay? Now, this person is filthy rich. Okay. Now, he has got a chemist shop in the corner of Warrigal Road and Burwood Highway. Maybe if you've seen. Prabhu, you may be seeing. Very big chemist house, okay? I am not quoting his name or anything, not the devotee. This is a moral we are learning, right? So, he is very, very rich, okay? Now, his house is situated somewhere in the northern suburb. I went to his house along with the devotees. We went one day evening, okay? Now, his house is a mansion or a palace, you can say. Sometimes we say, oh, devotee, your house looks like a mansion. No, we don't mean it. But I mean it. It is a mansion, okay? Because it's a two-story or three-story, I don't know. It's more. I could not even visualize it so much, okay? And one side, I tell you, just one side of the house, nearly 14 feet, is just made up of glass. The two sides are coinciding. You know, it's a glass wall, thick glass. You know, like if you go to this, you know, whatever, maybe big complexes, you see the big glass, no? Just for a show. So from his house inside, whether it's a ground floor or first floor, you can see the garden. Well furnished garden, you know. The car can go like this and go. I was thinking, not bad, at least I'm going and seeing, you know. So at that time, I was only thinking, we are going to, you know, give some, you know, association, but we should not take the association. So after that, I was thinking, oh, what very nice, you know, material nature. Okay? So it was like that. So we went. So this person is very humble. Even though he's very rich, he's humble, he talks, you know, he's not very proud. He's, of course, material nature means one will be proud. But it's okay, you know, relatively okay. Not very much, he's able to. He said, please come and sit down in the hall. I was, you know, almost shaking, you know. I've never seen this kind of building. I was just new, you know. Right? So he said, he introduced a family member. He said, this is my wife, my children. He introduced two children, right? And then he said, I'll come in a minute, okay? He came, we are waiting. He came, yes, you can talk now. You know? Now we were talking about the aspect of, you know, Janmasthami means, you know, we have like this, you know, this is a so, you know, lands we are offering, you can give this donation. See, for him, you know, we start with 1,000, 2,000, like that, because every time he gives 5,000, 10,000, just like that, you know. He's a good supporter. I don't know if he's doing now. Okay? So he used to give, so introduce and all that. Now, during the conversation, when we are talking to that person, you know, I was talking. Suddenly, a small child, maybe I think a little bit elder, 5, 6, 7 years, like that, younger, I think. It came, it makes some noises like that, funny noises, and went back. We were disturbed, Then we said, okay, child, who knows, He did not introduce the child. Then after some time, again, we were talking, The other devotee only, I was just observing, because I don't want to talk, I was just observing, okay. So this devotee was talking, see, this is the thing, we are God, we are doing so much, he's a good orator too. I was just observing. Again, this time it came and made more noises and funny faces and went back. We were thinking, what's wrong? Then I was thinking in my mind, maybe this should be one of the child, isn't it? Because why will this guy bring some neighbor's child, right? Something, a daughter's child, and a sister's child, a brother's child, something, some relation is the other way. Why this person is coming and such a child is coming and noise? Third time also it came, he's making more, making faces, pushing the, like they're making some sound, some funny thing and strange, irritating or annoying things the child was doing and going, Then, we were a little bit restless, and we were showing our face. What's happening, really, it was annoying. That's all. Then this person, he started, So he basically started opening out. This is a climax, okay? He said, this is my last child. I did not introduce to you. Now I'm introducing to you. Now, this child has developed a problem known as excited depression with bipolar disorder. Prabhu, you did not. I didn't know the thing. Excited depression with bipolar disorder. To some degree, I am responsible for him, for this child becoming like that. Child is misbehaving totally, It does not know. Misbehaving. Very, very bad. Rude, okay? Okay? Got that disease name? He said, I am root cause. Then he started opening up. Because maybe he has got something, he wanted to open up. Then, normally when they see someone, in the mode of goodness and all that, they try to reveal, right? So he said, he opened up. He said, I had about 3 children. Okay? Now initially, when I had the first 2 children, my business was just picking up. And later on, my business was flourishing. At that time, my 3rd son was born. Okay? Now what I did, I thought, my business is flourishing. Okay? So, I have got the best of things. I want to give the best of things to my child. Okay? My dear child. And because of him, my business is flourishing. So what I thought, I gave him excellent games, beautiful toys, expensive items. I gave it. Slowly I started, when he was 1 year, 2 years, I gave him more than he could handle. So he was sort of getting excited initially. I did not care. I said, I am loving my child, so I will give him more toys, more things. So, the child at overstage, it could not handle that so much of excitement. It's a child, right? So what happened? The child could not handle excitement. It was thinking, so much of things for my enjoyment. So much of things. Which one will I enjoy? I'll enjoy this, or I'll enjoy that, or this one. Excitement. Constant excitement. I'll enjoy this for 1 minute. I enjoy this for a minute. No, I'll enjoy this. So constant. This has caused an expression. Excitement, excited depression, and that has caused a nervous problem, constant anxiety for the child. The child means under the care of the mother. Play some toys, other varieties things. Constantly, thinking of the toys, I want more, I want. So he has created the problem and the child is completely out of track. Okay, this has happened to him. And now he said, I could not handle it. It resulted in a breakdown. And that is why, normally I don't disclose this child, but I'm disclosing this. I am the root cause of the problem, he said. Now, I was thinking, perhaps he might have thought, if I am not that rich, I could have protected the child. Isn't it? He would have said, the other 2 children are normal. And he is only saying that because of him, he has brought this child away. So, what is the lesson we are learning? The lesson we are learning is, too much of material energy means problem. Too much of material energy means it will lead to distress. too much of spiritual energy, happiness. Spiritual energy, there is no limit. Too much of material energy, games, this one, it will pull and it will finish. You will not, you know, react. You will not be yourself. Even I'm saying, you know, my son also, when he was young, you know, was cautious, but still, you know, this kind of going into the material energy is like that. But fortunately, they did not become. I did not have so much money to give him so much. So he was okay. If I had become very rich and given him, I don't know, he would have gone off track or something. You know? I was a little bit off track only. But anyway, we hope that, you know. But this is too much, or completely off the mental platform. But it's very, I felt very bad. So it was very clearly, you know, in my mind. So today, you know, I thought, you know, I'll tell this, you know, because what we have to understand is that material energy, too much association with material energy is bad. That is why Srila Prabhupada has established this International Society of Krishna Consciousness, right? Now finally, I'm concluding. Queen Kunti Devi is offering prayers to Lord Krishna when the Lord protected Parikshit Maharaj within the womb of Mother Uttara. Okay? Now Queen Kunti Devi prayers are excellent, okay? Every prayer is excellent. Now Queen Kunti Devi is praying to the Lord. He's saying, Lord, you are existing within and without everything. The Lord is existing without, within everything, and yet you are invisible to all. We cannot see the Lord. The Lord exists here. The Lord exists there. The Lord exists there. The Lord is outside. Parabrahman is existing outside, everywhere. But you are invisible to all. And she is giving the reason. She is saying, your own illusory energy, the Lord's deluding energy, the Lord's maya energy, the Lord's cheating energy, the Lord's external energy, the Lord's inferior energy. Okay? Your own illusory energy is acting like a curtain covering the conditioned rebellious souls. This is a hint. So rebellious souls cannot see the Lord. Why? The Lord's illusory energy is covering like a curtain. They only see the sense gratification. This one I'll enjoy. That one I'll enjoy. Now see? So the Lord is covered. For devotees, you know? No. They don't want to enjoy the material nature. So the Lord is visible. So the Lord is saying, I am not lost to a devotee. A devotee is not lost to me. The devotee can have constant touch with the Lord. Right? The Lord's illusory energy is slowly, it will not, I mean, it cannot happen all of a sudden. Slowly, the Lord will remove the curtain. So we can have a direct contact with the Lord. Okay, Hare Krishna, I'll stop here. Any corrections, comments? Thank you very much for your time. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki Gaurav Premanandi.